Welcome, folks, to tonight's Match Night Live preview show. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. In the studio tonight, I have Gary Ferry from the Derry News and former FAI Cup winner manager with Derry City, Mr. Declan Devine. Fellas, very, very welcome to the show. Declan, straight over to you. A lot of people have been asking me in around the Brandywell and stuff, have I seen Declan Devine? What's he doing? Tell the listeners what you're doing with yourself.
To be fair, Dermot, I've been keeping very, very busy. I'm working very closely with Michael O'Neill and Jim O'Gelton in the Irish FA. Just spent last week over at Leeds United working with our under-18s and under-19 players. So I've been doing a lot of travelling, watching a lot of football, working at the high end of it, and also doing a wee bit with RTE on the Monday night programme as well. So it's an industry here in Ireland that doesn't really lay to full-time football, but thankfully I've been able to keep involved at a high level over the last few years.
Good man, Declan. Always good to know that you're doing well for yourself. Gary, let Mum reflect back on last week's game against St. Pat's in the Cup. 1-0, penalty save, Jared, in the very last kick of the game, and all that. We've seen the euphoric scenes as Neil Doyle blew the final whistle. But talk us through the game pattern. Derry lucky again, Gary, but at least he didn't concede this time.
Yeah, there was a bit of luck because of the penalty save, but that was Pat's first shot on target, and that itself, I think, is massive for this Derry side defence, which has been so poor in recent times, very, very poor. There was a better shape about them. It didn't really help that Pats had one player up front who wasn't really up to it. I think Campion wasn't the best option. Maybe that's the only option they had. Maybe Derry got off the hook a wee bit, but in terms of not playing it out from the back constantly and putting themselves under pressure, and there was just a bit of a different approach from Derry, which worked out well until the 95th minutes. Maybe a bit of tiredness, miscommunication between the goalkeeper and the defender. But they looked more solid last week compared to countless times this season. Whether they can keep that up, we can only hope.
Well, Declan, listening to you on RTE on Monday night, you were saying that when young Delap come on, he kind of, not change the momentum, but give it more dynamic, shall we say. And although Derry were direct and made more chances, the frailties at the back were still exposed, especially in the last and stoppage time, because Madden had a great chance to equalise, hooked it, and of course the penalty.
It was a strange game for me. Even the ambience of the Brandywell going on, it was flat. It wasn't the biggest crowd I've ever seen for such a big game, but the one thing that sticks out for me at this moment in time, and I've been to the Brandywell a lot this year, is, the Brandywell's a tough area of our city. It's a hard area. It has hard people. It has tough people. And, Derry in its whole has had tough times. And I look at the Brandywell now, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful area. It's a beautiful place for visitors to come and play a brand of football. And I just don't sense that there's a fear there for opposition coming to the Brandywell anymore. I think Derry are a nice team. I think they're a pretty team when they play well. But, teams in the past, and even when Derry were doing well last year, it was based on a solid foundation of giving nothing away and making sure you're hard to break down and defend properly from the back and build towards attacking and playing a free style of play. But at the moment, it's just a lovely place to come to, and I sensed that last week. And Derry were fortunate that Pats didn't play to their capabilities. This is an average Pats team, and they came on last week and they were there for the taking early doors. But as I say, young Delap came on and I felt he lifted the crowd with a direct style of play, a willingness to run and get about the pitch, and just an energy and no fear and a freedom to come on and express himself. I think that relayed to the crowd. I think the crowd lifted. And with 12 minutes to go, Derry rightly took a lead. But again, back to the frailties. They had a chance. Simon Madden put one over the bar from 5 yards out in the fourth minute of injury time. And obviously, Jared made a great save and a penalty in the fifth minute. I would like to see those frailties at the back tighten up. It's everybody's job. Your centre forward's your first defender, in my eyes, and you defend from front to back. Derry, at this moment in time, are very open, and I've been saying it all year. The top teams will enjoy playing against that back four. So hopefully they can build on a clean sheet, and hopefully they take it on day tonight and maybe build another clean sheet, because that breeds confidence moving forward.
Well, there you are. That was last week's game last week, folks, I should say. And, we're playing Bohemians tonight, the Daily Mount Park outfit under Keith Long, visit the Brandywell. And they will do in the quarter final of the FAI Cup, as they were drawn away to Derry City. Due to events of international call-ups, of course, that's postponed from next week. But it's tonight's game we're looking forward to. And we're going to listen now to what Kenny Shields has had to say. And he was talking earlier to Patrick Cook.
Kenny, team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Bowes.
Just Conor McDermott and Mickey Lowe, just the normal patterns of recent weeks. We'll be missing, with no suspensions on the team, so yep, we're ready to go.
Of course, going into the game, Bowes are coming under it on the back of three good ones from beating Wexford by seven, beating Galway in the Cup, and of course the shock one last week, beating Rovers in the Dublin Derby. They'll probably be going into the game as favourites, but stats would show that maybe you're the favourites for the game. Would you think the same way?
No, well, I think they've won their last six, is that right? Something along those lines. They're the form team in the League of Ireland. They've got a massive squad, and it's a difficult proposition for us. We'll be doing everything we can to win the game, obviously, and we just need to get at it and get on the ball and try and play the way we can play to see if we can get a result against them, because they're a very, very dangerous team.
They've never beaten you as your boss after since you've taken over, so you're taking some confidence from that as well.
Well, that's only a statistic. You know, we've won 10 out of 10 and we've knocked them out of the cup 2 seasons ago. That's not blowing our trumpet. It's just circumstantial, and we know how good they are. We know the quality that they have, and we want to make sure we are prepared and ready for them.
Of course, on an Arnold, Kenny, Shamrock Rovers during the week beaten Dundalk. Does that put you out of the risk for the European spot through the league now?
We can't say. You never can say that until it's mathematically impossible to catch the two teams. And we will do everything we can to compartmentalise it so that we're looking at the next game, which is Bohemians. And after we've dealt with that, we take a look at it and we'll deal with our next league game. So that's how we go about it. Because if you think too far ahead, then you'll never climb that mountain. We've got to nibble away and see if we can get closer to them.
Thanks very much, Patrick Cook, talking to our manager, Kenny Shields. Have to pull Kenny up on that, because Bowes haven't won their last six. They have won three, lost two and drawn one, with two of the ones coming in the cup, of course. But they had a great one away to Rovers. But apart from all that, Gary, they have a bit of form on their score and a bit of goals. You know, although Derry have beat them 10 times in a row, and Kenny says you throw those stats out the window when the game comes along. But obviously, you know, well, not obviously, but there is a wee psychological edge there. If you've won the last 10 games, surely that G's the players up.
If I'm more G the Bowes players up, I would think. You know, psychological advantage, you know, I'm not so sure if it's that with regards to Derry. Like, we've seen Bohemians against Shamrock Rovers this season. Games they really, really wanted, they won, and they went out and won them. They did everything they could, and they beat them two or three times. And I think it might be the same tonight. I think Bowes will be desperate to beat Derry City because of this. It's a bit of an embarrassing run for them. I mean, Bowes are a good club in Dublin, you know, and they've had it over Derry in the past, but 10 wins, 10 defeats in a row, it's almost unheard of. So they'll have an eye in the cup as well, and they'll want to do them in both games here. So this is going to be very tough for Derry.
Well, Declan, it's, you know, as Kenny Shields says, throw the form book out the window. But as Gary just alluded to, I mean, the last four games for Bowes, they've scored 15 goals in total and conceded none. You know, and that includes, I mean, they're big rivals in Dublin, as we all know, as Rovers. And it was a great away one for them, you know. But they're bringing a couple of quality players up, you know, like Owen Stokes has got 4-4. And, you know, they're a major threat to Derry. Forget about Derry beating them three times already this season. They're a threat in this game tonight, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, and they call a spade, it's an incredible record. They beat any team, never mind a club in the magnitude of Bohemians. 10 games in the span is a fantastic record. But I do agree with Kenny, you know, it does go out the window. You have to earn the right, in this league especially, you have to earn the right to win every game, every 3 points. You get the same 3 points for beating Bohemians as you do for beating Dundalk. You know, so Derry have got to make sure that the focus is firmly on them performing to the best of their capabilities. But I know Keith Long well, and I know Trevor Crowley, having done my pro licence with the two of them. They'll be very determined coming up here tonight. You know, they'll be smarting from them 10 in a row defeats. they won't take any joy out of it, obviously, but they'll be making sure they're coming up here tonight. Not only do you try and get something from the game, but they throw a marker down that Derry, we're not afraid of coming up here in a couple of weeks' time in the Cup also, you know. And the other factor on it is Bohemians are on the shirt tails of Derry at the minute in terms of the points total, you know. So they're looking at maybe stepping up, as opposed, they're looking to catch Derry as opposed to looking up down below them. So I would imagine it's going to be a tight game tonight. I hope, for obvious reasons, that Derry can get the one. But I would imagine that this is going to be a different ball game to the previous 10 games. I think they'll be smarting from the pain of having that record. But also there's places up for grabs in a potentially positive run-in for Bohemians between now and the end of the season.
Well, tight it may well be, Declan, because, well, I mean, you have to go back to 2014, believe it or not, folks, when these two clubs last played out a draw. You know, that's how dominant Derry was. But then go back to the 2015 season where Bowes won all three ties. So, I mean, that's the type of thing that we're facing tonight. And make no mistake about it, as Declan and Gary have just said, this is not an easy tie. Forget about one and three times. Forget about this 10 in a row already. This is a difficult tie. But what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to our man in Dublin, James O'Toole. He's going to do a roundup about everything else that's happening in the league tonight.
Thanks very much, Dermot. Well, it appears just that. Everything has tightened up, and we really may well have a tight finish to the season after all. The Rovers win over Dundalk on Tuesday evening, seeing the gap between them and Cork stand at just 3 points, and they also still have to play each other, remember. This may just go down to the wire after all. On to this week's games, and we'll start at the Seaside, as Rovers will be looking to back up that win in Oriel Park with another 3 points against Bray. Another win for Bradley's men will certainly take the pressure off the Rovers gaffer, and it could see them go ahead of Waterford in third place. That's if results go their way. For Bray, a loss tonight and a win or a draw for Sligo would see them with no chance of getting out of the bottom two, and they'll be in the playoff at least, and that's exactly what I feel will happen. And Bray will be preparing for a new lease of life for 2019. Next up is the game between Cork and Sligo in Turner's Cross. As I've already mentioned, a win for Sligo will see them safe from automatic relegation. Having said that, it's going to be a tough ask. Cork will feel they are well and truly back in the title race thanks to the Rovers' win on Tuesday night. And the results between the two have seen Cork win all three, with Sligo only scoring one goal in those three games. The last time they played in Turner's Cross, it was a narrow win for City, with Jimmy Keohane finding the net on the 78th minute. Will it be that close tonight? Probably not, and the home side will keep the title and relegation race going for at least another week. Over to the title frontrunners now, as Dundalk travel to the Markets Field to see off Limerick. This will be the first of two games between the two sides in a week, as they both play each other again next weekend in the FAI Cup quarter-final. Dundalk have been on top so far this season in games between the both, winning all three for the aggregate scoreline of just 15-0. And despite the likes of Conor Ellis playing well at the minute, I fear Dundalk might well add a number of more goals to that scoreline come this time next Friday. And finally tonight, it's the clash that Derry City fans will have at least one eye on, as St Pat's welcome Waterford in Shakur. With St Pat's just 2 points behind the County Stripes, a win for them could see them leapfrog Derry into fifth place. For the visitors, a win would see them stay just ahead of Rovers, and that would be vital for their European ambitions. Liam Buckley's men will need to pick themselves up after last week's disappointing loss in the Brandywell, and this is something that Waterford will need to be very aware of. This should be a good game of ball, but I feel it will end in a draw. Well, that's your roundup for this week, so it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much indeed, James, for your roundup. As always, we've been shorter this week because there's no cup ties, but thanks all the same. Well, it's at the time where we have a look at our referee tonight under RefWatch, and our referee tonight in the Brandywell is 37-year-old Damien McGrath, and he's from Mayo down there in the West, and he's a maths teacher in Swindon. So I'll get the pun out of the way. He should be getting his refereeing angles correct tonight. He teaches in Aoire August Padraic School, which for the non-Irish speakers is Merriam Padraic. He's an ex-FIFA assistant. He actually turned over to refereeing there about 2 years ago. Very experienced out there. He'd done the 2010 FAI Cup final. He actually was on the line in the 2015 European Super Cup final in Tbilisi, Barcelona versus Sevilla. He's over with Willie Collum, the Scottish referee, and he went to the 2016 Euro Championship, and he was on the line France v Albania and the Czech Republic v Turkey. So this man is very, very experienced. He's refereed Derry City three times, twice in the league this season, when we beat Bray 5-1 in March, and the home defeat to Sligo when we were beat 2-0. He also refereed the League Cup 7-3-1 over Shelburne, and he has booked Rory Hale. He's booked Jack Doyle twice, no longer with us, Aaron McAniff, Nicky Lowe. He's actually booked Ali Roy for Sligo. So Damien's out there tonight blowing the whistle, and he has a total of 30 yellows and 4 red. And as I said, he sent one of our players off, Nicky Lowe. So keep your cards in your pocket, Damien, and get around that pitch and do the job right. Good man yourself. Well, back to tonight's game against the Gypsies. And as I was saying earlier there to both guests, Gary and Declan, a bit of quality players coming up. As I said, Owen Stokes has hit form. You have Big Devaney and... and the likes of they're all weighing how many goals. They've had like 11 goal scorers in the last six games, 11 different goal scorers. That's what's needed, Gary, when you're coming to Randy, or somebody to pitch in and get the a defender or anything, and that's what's needed.
Yeah, I think we're coming looking at this Derry defence and thinking, there's goals here for us. Haven't beaten Shamrock Rovers, and even they're scoring 6 against Bray and 7 against Wexford. They're beating Shamrock Rovers and they're coming up here. They have nothing to be afraid of. And they have goal scorers all over the pitch. They have good experience in all areas of the pitch too. So they will be thinking to themselves, there's no reason at all why we can't come up to Randall and get someone, at least a point.
Well, staying with Bowes, Declan, they have signed 20-year-old Robbie McCourt from West Brom, an Ireland under-19 player. I want to get your managerial flick on this. Do they put him on with a handful of games to go to see what he's about, or do they change that one formula, say in the form they're in?
I think they'll change it, to be honest, because they've been very dominant in the games. I know the opposition hasn't been the highest level that they've faced over, or they will face over the course of the coming weeks, but at the same time, you can only beat what's in front of you. And for me, the kid will probably come in, he'll take a place on the bench and maybe find his feet. But this Bohemian team, as good as they are going forward, they have their weaknesses as well. The best two over the last couple of weeks is Lunny in the middle of the park with Keith Ward. Those two players, on any given day, if you give them time in the middle of the park to boss the game, then they're more than capable of causing problems for Derry tonight. So in my mind, yes, it's important that Derry defend well, but it's also important that they grab control of that centre midfield area. As we all know, Derry are very creative, but it's when they're out of possession, can they win the 50-50s? Lunny will be very creative in there. And Keith Ward can score a goal and work a bit of magic from nothing. And Wardy is a talented boy if you give him time to play. So, for Derry to get something out of the game tonight, yes, defend well, but also get in and around the Bowes players in the middle of the park.
Well, good news for Derry, Gary, in that Ali Roy and Dean Shields are fit. It's not as serious as first thought last week. It was on a broken foot there. And Ali Roy can... We'll switch over to Derry. Ali Roy can cause problems with his pace up front and he offers something. But, forget about the defensive frailties. What have we got going forward, Gary, in tonight's game?
Well, I think Ali Roy's been like a godsend to Derry. He's brought something really different to what was there beforehand. His energy, he doesn't stop running, he goes from left to right down the centre, he can play anywhere, he can go off the defender's shoulders, he just doesn't stop, and he's skillful on the ball too, and he's got 7 goals, and I think it's 8 games, something very good to get, which Derry didn't have before. The slight problem for Derry is that they might be relying too much on Ali Roy to get the goals at the moment, because Blarney aside, there's not been a wild lot of goals in the Derry midfield especially since the early days of the season. Arnaf hasn't scored in a good while. Rory Hale, I think he scored 2 all season. So, Ben Fisk, Jamie McDonald, if he plays in midfield, it's just a bit of an over-reliance on Ali Roy. And Kenny will be hoping that players like at this stage of the season, especially with a quarter final and a cup final, Aaron McAniff can start banging them in again. Because when that happens, they're usually playing well. So it's just remains to be seen.
Right, straight under the archives, folk, and we're going to have a wee look at the last week in August 2002 when Derry City entertained Waterford in the FAI Cup and came away with a 3-0 victory. I'm going to pose a question here to the two guests. I'm going to let them answer after my wee set here. One of the players got the second goal. It was his first goal for Derry City, 2002 August. And if you can think that time, try and have a guess of who it might be without me giving it away. But Derry grabbed the lead after, 16 minutes when Limavady manager Sean Friars fired Derry in front. Second goal came from, I'll not say who until the end, they get these boys had their thinking cap on. And after 26 minutes, the game was over after Gary Beckett fired on the third. And that was a game when young Kevin Derry came on. Kieran Martin set up the first two, and Darren Kelly was substituted in the 84th minute, and then he wandered off to Roddy Collins and John Cunningham over in Carlisle before he came back. And I'm going to ask a guest here, and I'll give you a clue there. It was 2002. It was the year Derry won the FAI Cup against Rovers at Toka. So who do you think scored his first goal for Derry then?
David Kelly.
Ah, for God's sake. See, that's why you have guests on the quality of the line, because Gary Perry had his head in his hands the whole way.
I was going to say McGlynn.
McGlynn played. He was very young then, but that would have been a good shout. But the team that night was Alan Goff, Paddy McLaughlin, manager of Stuart, Darren Kelly, manager of Hyde United, Peter Hutton, former manager, and Sean Friars. There you are. Management teams all round the place. Eddie McKillian, Gareth McGlynn, Kieran Martin, Eamon Doherty, Gary Beckett, David Kelly, Jamie Hughes, who come on for Kelly, and unused subs that night were Floyd Gilmore and Richard Walker, the goalkeeper. So that takes you back to 2002. Back to tonight in the Brandywell, folks. Tough ask for Derry to get something out of this game ahead of, against Bowes. But Declan, let's talk about the goalkeeper union. Gerry Doherty's having some season on his testimonial, isn't he?
Delighted for him. You know, Gerry's been a fantastic servant to the club. He's an extremely good professional. He has a wealth of experience, and you know, he's come into the twilight of his career, obviously. But you know, what a fantastic career he's been. As I say, a wonderful servant. And every time I see Derry play, he's called upon. And again, it's back to the same old problem. He's probably called upon more than he should be called upon. But, you know, nobody better. If I look around the league this year, even at this stage of his career, you know, he's still in the top two or three goalkeepers in Ireland at this moment in time for me, because I don't think it's the strongest that the League of Ireland has ever been in terms of the top end of it. But Gerard's certainly right in the top two or three for me. And, you know, without him this year, Derry would have been looking at a much different season.
Well, Gary, you know, Bowes are in seventh and Derry are in fifth. And as Declan said there earlier on, they have a chance to close this gap. They've only a -2 goal difference, whereas Derry has -11. And Bowes are in 34 points, so it's chasing Derry down. Are Derry's eyes elsewhere, the League Cup final and now the quarterfinal tie at home, or do they just keep plugging away in this league? And, you know, let's be honest, like, the European spot's gone. We all know that, I think, deep down. Mathematically not, but let's be honest, we're football fans and we know it's gone. So has the focus shifted towards these Cup games, do you think?
Well, that's a big question. If it has, then Derry are going to drift down the table. You can't expect the pack it up for cup games and not a drop for league games. A couple of years ago, Derry got the cup final and went on the back of three successive league defeats, so that was never going to help anybody. But Derry need to improve their league form. They've lost 11 of the last 16 or something mad like that, and it's just been awful, the goals they've conceded. Europe has gone. The players are not, they're not simple. Depends if they go out and think, right, we need to just put a shift in and get points on the board. For pride, if anything else, because they can still finish, you know, fourth, who knows, and who knows what might happen in the cup, but you can't expect to just pick it up 1 week for the cup and not in the league. And that's my concern tonight, because I think Bowes might want this more.
Well, we're running out of time fastly here, Declan, so we'll just get it. If they end up, I mean, we're looking way ahead here, but if they end up with a cup and not in Europe, is that an unsuccessful season?
I think you got to be making sure your league form's right. You know, they finished outside that top four, be horrendous in my opinion in terms of the first year back at the Brandywell. But you know, to fill this Brandywell, you need a product on the pitch. They have a product on the pitch. You need good players. Derry, in my opinion, have some good players. I don't think they have enough good players. But when I look at it now, I think Kenny's doing the right business, trying to keep the hold of the better players that he has, because if they're looking over their shoulder and they have no contract, then the effort levels and the energy levels and what the players are looking after themselves between now and the end of the season becomes a problem. You know, so it is refreshing to hear that Kenny speaking to these players. Derry need better players. They need a stronger squad. They need more home-based players, and they need the Derry public to come out and support them. There's no doubt about that. And hopefully tonight they can give the paying public something to shout about, and that is the bottom line. When the supporters have something to shout about, they want to come back the following week.
Absolutely, folks, and many thanks to the two of you for being my guests in the studio. And we always round it off very quickly, because let's stay with you, Declan, and give us your prediction. What way do you think the game's going to turn out?
I'm going for another 1-0-1, so hopefully they can keep another clean sheet. I know I'm contradicting myself in terms of the back four, but hopefully it's more hope than anything else.
And over to you, Gary, because you're quite good at this. So, I mean, don't rush to the bookies, though, folks. but he is quite good. He actually nails it most of the time. Go ahead, Gary.
I can't see the one and one continuing. I think it's going to be a score draw, say, 2-2.
There you go, folks. That's the thoughts and views from my two guests, Gary Ferry from the Derry News and former Derry City manager, FAI Cup winner manager. Always add on him, because what an accolade. Declan Devine, folks, always great having you. Especially you, Declan, because you only come on a couple of times. I see Gary nearly every bloody week. There you go. That's they're very good to have them here. Folks, thanks for listening. That's your host, Dermot Liddy, signing off the Match Night Live preview show. And come on, the Kelly Stripes tonight against Bowes. Bring it home.